Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the zikr, or the remembrance of God, the reality and the haqiqat of the remembrance of God, the zikr of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Make your remembrance of Allah for the sake of the fact that He remembers you. For verily He remembers you, even though He is needless for of you." God remembers us, even though He does not need us. You know, He has no ulterior motive in His remembrance of us. And He remembers us simply because He loves us. So His remembrance of you is loftier, more desirable, and more complete than your remembrance of Him. And it supersedes it. We remember Allah because we need Him. We are in need of His grace and His love, and without it we would, you know, perish. And so we remember Him because of this, you know. Of course, with the reservation that, you know, this is the remembrance of those servants who are at a lower stage of iman and faith than others. There are certain people, like, for example, you know, the saints of God, the awliya, or the, you know, the a'imma alayhim as-salam, the prophets. These people, they remember Allah because He deserves to be remembered, right? As Imam Ali said, you know, I worship Him because I found Him to be worthy of worship. Right? So we're not talking about, you know, that elite category of God's servants and His ibad. We're talking about the lower level of people. So we remember Him because He, you know, we need Him, but He remembers us because, you know, He loves us, not because He needs us, right? And so His remembrance of us is better than our remembrance of Him. And in fact, because of this, He deserves to be remembered. He deserves to be loved. He deserves to be worshipped. In continuation, the Imam says, "Whoever wishes to remember Allah Most High should know that as long as Allah does not remember His servant in the context of granting him divine succor to remember Him in the first place, the servant will not be capable of remembering Him." This is kind of alludes to something very beautiful, that when we remember Allah, in fact, we are being remembered by Allah. Why? Because He is at this time granting us the tawfiq, the opportunity to remember Him, the capability of remembering Him. And this implies that He is remembering us, right? So if He didn't remember us and didn't grant us this tawfiq, this capability, we wouldn't have remembered Him in the first place. It's almost like, you know, there's a famous poem in Persian from the poet Sa'di, right? Who says, he said that, you know, it's impossible to thank Allah because when we thank Him, right, this thank itself, it deserves to be a matter of thanks, and we should thank God for it, right? And so therefore it becomes impossible to thank Him for it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the zikr and remembrance of God, and the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.